Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Christmas is that time of year when we all indulge in traditional and amazing Christmas treats that insist on spoiling our diets, and mince pies are no exception. But how is it that this medieval treat has managed to remain on our Christmas shopping list throughout the centuries? And have they changed at all over the years? The answers might surprise you. So, before you take another bite of that deep-filled Mr. Kipling, let's take a deep dive into the history of the humble mince pies. Mince pies have been consumed in Britain for centuries, but definitely not in the same way we actually know them today. First, as a mix of minced meat with spices, mince pies were served at times as the main meal. Nowadays, with dried fruit replacing meat, mince pies are served as a sweet treat at Christmas time. In the 12th century, crusades returning from the Middle East first brought these spicy meat pies to Britain's shores, while bringing back spices from the Middle East. The pie was a mix of minced meats such as lamb, pork, rabbit, mutton, with spices such as cinnamon, nutmeg and cloves. In the 13th century, mince pies had become a Christmas indulgence for most Brits. By the 17th century, this was when the big changes to the filling were made with the inclusion of a dried fruit mix of currants, raisins and various spices such as cinnamon and nutmeg. At this time, original meat-filled mince pies were still being enjoyed all over Britain. By the 18th century, despite many mince pies becoming gradually smaller and more sugary, still many enjoyed them with spicy meat as the main ingredient. And by the 19th century, meat disappears from the original recipe, and mince pies becomes what we know today. Now, there are many myths and traditions surrounding the mince pie, but what are they, and are many of them true? Let's take a look. For instance, are they originally British? No. Mince pies were not a British creation. Despite being adopted as a British tradition, the idea actually began in the 13th century with European crusades, albeit some of them were British, returning to their homelands from the Middle East. However, the fruit-based mince pie we all think of today is considered by many as a British original. The symbolism behind it, cinnamon, cloves and nutmeg. These ingredients represent the gifts given to baby Jesus by the three Eastern kings. What about bad luck? English tradition dictates that when making mince pies, it should be stirred clockwise and only clockwise. Stirring anti-clockwise was thought to bring bad luck and poor fortune for the next 12 months. But surely there must be some good luck. Eating a mince pie every day for the first 12 days of Christmas, from Christmas Eve till the evening of 5th of January, was thought to ensure happiness and good health in the months ahead. Why were they oval shaped? In the beginning, mince pies used to be oval shaped instead of circular like we know today, representing baby Jesus' manger. The top represented his swaddling clothes. Mince meat, shred pies, Christmas pies, wayfarers pies, and mutton pies are just some of the names that mince pies had throughout the years. So, don't think they were just called mince pies all the way. And what about the Santa tradition behind it? As a tradition on Christmas Eve, in some Western countries, including Britain and North America, children and their parents leave out mince pies with brandy as a gift for Santa. Cheers, Santa. Now, me personally, I never used to like mince pies growing up as a kid. I never had the time for them, never thought that they were very nice. But as I've grown older and my palate has grown stronger, mince pies are without doubt the most amazing dessert around Christmas time. With a nice cup of coffee, 2, 3, 4, 5, probably 6 mince pies can be consumed at any one time. They started selling mince pies over here in the UK since about the start of November. And yeah, as one who celebrates Christmas all year round, it was only fair that I had to sample these at the start. And I felt it a bit unfair that shops were, you know, putting them out on the counters and nobody was buying them. So naturally, I had to take one for the team. Well, that brings the end to another episode. As we delve deeper into the Christmas season, there will be more episodes on a frequent basis. I do thoroughly hope you've enjoyed this one. And You know, if this encourages anyone to go out and try a mince pie if you haven't before, please do. I assure you, it is delicious. Well, that's it from me. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Christmas Talks, KRISTMAS Talks, and on the Christmas Podcast Network. A whole host of Christmas podcasts from around the world, the best in Christmas podcasting, and me. Well, until next time, guys, Merry Christmas, take care, and bye-bye.